This is a CBC podcast.
He's the most popular political leader in the world, in the biggest country in the world. And he's running for re-election in the largest democratic exercise in human history.
Modi is really a blessing to us. Not only to us, to the world.
Modi is really the heart of India. That's what I can convey in short.
He's not even Prime Minister. He's just like the head person of a god.
The stakes couldn't be higher because while many people adore Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, others in India and around the world fear what his re-election might bring.
We're facing an attack on the basic structure of Indian democracy.
Accusations of complicity in religious violence that he denies have dogged Modi for decades.
Throughout the day, mobs of youth seeking revenge for the train attack have been targeting Muslim properties and setting them on fire.
And more recently, his government rejected allegations of ties to alleged assassination plots in Canada and the U.S.
Allegations of a potential link between agents of the government of India and the killing of a Canadian citizen.
I'm Salima Shivji, a journalist here in Mumbai. And in the latest season of Understood, I'll unpack how Modi remains so beloved, despite the shocking international scandals that continue to plague him. And I'll get at the pressing question, what's at stake if he wins again? Find Modi's India Understood wherever you get your podcasts.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.